Good morning. This is Shad Marston, Ag Agent, K-State Extension, McPherson County. Today we will cover news about ladybugs and remind everyone of the upcoming Extension programming, like our McPherson County Wheat Plot Tour, May 15th, or our Farm Safety Day Camp, coming June 3rd. But first, did you know All Schools Day Week and the May Day Parade have been a part of McPherson County for 113 years? I'm sure all of our lifelong residents of McPherson County have fond memories of each of this week's activities. I remember marching in the parade when I was young, and then heading off to the annual family gathering at my aunt's house for food and fellowship. May Day is a busy time of year and marks the upcoming ending of another school year. In my garden news, step outside on a typical spring day in Kansas, and one can see flowers blooming, birds chirping, and rain showers passing through. But this year, in our gardens, we are finding lots of ladybugs. From fields to backyards, these familiar insects have appeared in large numbers throughout the state. While the surge may seem unusual, KSE experts say it's largely driven by favorable weather conditions and abundance of food. Ladybug populations are closely associated with environmental conditions, particularly temperature, moisture, and the availability of prey, such as aphids. Mild winter weather, followed by warm spring temperatures, have allowed populations to emerge early and more quickly during this growing season. In most cases, large numbers of ladybugs are a positive sign for gardeners. Both larvae and adults are generalist predators, feeding on soft-bellied insect pests, such as aphids and white flies, which will help to maintain insect pest populations below plant-damaging levels. Ladybug numbers will decrease when population of aphids and other soft-body insects decline. Additionally, not all ladybugs are native species. The multicolored Asian lady beetle, which is present in Kansas, can invade homes in large numbers in the fall and become a nuisance pest and can be misidentified from our native ladybug. However, ladybugs are not a concern. These insects do not pose a threat to people, pets, or plants and are beneficial insects in landscapes and gardens because they feed on insect pests. Extension experts encourage people to view their abundance as a sign of a healthy ecosystem, thus experiencing the value of ladybugs as beneficial insects across the Kansas landscape. In my extension calendar, it's time now to sign your youngster up for our Farm Safety Day Camp, which is set for June 3rd this year. Youngsters will have a fun day packed with safety tips from McPherson County Fire, EMS, police, and sheriff, along with Farm Safety Day stations set up throughout the day. Again, applications will need to be turned in by May 23rd for our 2026 Farm Safety Day Camp, June 3rd. This camp is sponsored by KSE and our local McPherson County Farm Bureau. Call the office to sign your kids up. And don't forget to attend our McPherson County Annual Wheat Plot Tour on Friday, May 15th. We will start the day off with a meal sponsored by MKC and Mound Ridge, starting at 11:30 at the MKC Training Center in Mound Ridge. At 1 o'clock, we will move to the Golly Plot at 23rd Avenue and Cheyenne Road. Then at 3:30, we will end the day at the Inman Plot just east of 4th Avenue and Cheyenne Road. Make plans now for the annual McPherson County Wheat Plot Tour on May 15th. In more news, last Saturday was Mound Ridge's first Farmers Market of the year. Plan to visit their Saturday's market from 8 to 11 at 406 West Cole Street in Mound Ridge. For market day information, check out their Facebook page, What's Happening in Mound Ridge. Some vendors can accept the Senior Farmers Market nutritional vouchers. Stop by and see what they have to offer. And our next Teach and Taste here at the Extension office will be Wednesday, May 13th. RSVPs are needed, and this month you will be making Southwest enchiladas, where it's always free and hands-on. Again, this is Shad Marston with K-State Research and Extension, and I can be reached at the Extension office at 620 241-1523 with any of your ag questions.